Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Five, four, three, two, one. You got it!
It's time for episode 664 of Who Charted, the show where comedians discuss the top five songs and movies of the week. Congratulations, you have reached Checkpoint Rocktober on the road to summer 2024. I'm your host, H. Michael Cray, Howard Kramer, a.k.a. Chart Linklater, and with me, as always, is Brett Peter Pietro Peter Star. What's up, Starred?
Double Peter.
I double Petered it?
Yeah.
I was going, I was off the dome.
Nice. Freestyle.
I never do that off the dome. That was off the dome, so double Peter for you.
Hey, I went to a Coldplay concert this weekend.
Oh, my God. Were you, was it court order or community service? Tell us what happened.
I'll tell you what happened. I live near the Rose Bowl, and I realized that I could hear clearly the Coldplay concert from my house in the backyard.
Whoa. Oh, so you just listened in from the backyard?
So I just listened in. I got free Coldplay tickets.
That's insane. Yeah. I used to, when I lived in Austin, I could hear the UT thing. I mean, the University of Texas. I know the feeling.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
The Longhorns.
So that's great. So did you hear anything you liked?
Well, it was kind of funny because by the time I realized what that sound was and I walked out, it was like their big hit, Yellow, you know, the big song. So I felt like I got the entire point of the show. I was kind of giddy with feeling like I'm getting away with something.
Right, like you came at the exact right moment.
Yeah, and I like that. You know, like, they sounded like the record. So,
hey, Coldplay's playing in your area. Yeah, I'll just walk out into my yard for their biggest tune. You know, it's like
yeah, exactly. Yeah,
it's kind of player.
Yeah, Coldplayer.
Glad I'm glad, and the price was right as well.
Exactly.
Right.
I got to bring my tortoise. To listen.
Okay.
She never been to a concert.
Oh, right on. How do you like it?
I don't know. She was kind of moving around.
Right on. All right. Congrats on that. We'll see if there's any other music coming to the area during the episode. But first, let's bring in our guest. You know her from several Who Charted episodes and her work with our other guests and by herself. I just saw her in a stand-up at the end of the world thing. We'll get more into that. But here she comes. We're welcoming her back to the charts. Allison Stevenson.
Hi.
What's up, Allison?
It was really hard not to talk during your Coldplay spiel.
Oh, yeah. What were you dying to interject?
Itching to jump in. You know, just doing the usual, like, I'm so sorry to hear that, or, you know.
Right.
I thought you were going to jump on me for not paying the money.
Oh, fuck no. Are you kidding
Artist
me?
Rights.
Yeah, I really care about Coldplay getting their money.
Yeah.
They should be called Cold Call. If there was any justice in the universe, they just have to show up at people's houses.
Yeah.
Like a telegram.
I think I've said this before, but the the reason you know Coldplay is kind of a wussy band is the fact that they could get through one rehearsal of that song Yellow and not just totally break down into parody lyrics and everybody jumping on the mic and going, I took a piss.
Oh, how dumb their song is.
I took
is.
A yeah. piss on you.
Yeah.
It was all yellow.
Yeah, like why wasn't Weird Al all over that?
Like, I've never been in a band that would just be able to be straight faced if somebody brought in a song like that.
It was all right. Yellow.
I don't even hate this song.
Yeah, that sounds like you know, something you'd order at a weird bar.
A bar, you say?
A bar, you say?
You know, a piss bar.
Right.
Piss bar.
Yeah, hey, one of those bars.
Pissies.
A band that I think Coldplay is semi-derivative of, U2. They yeah. opened up their residence fee at the Sphere in Las Vegas.
Oh,
did you
yeah,
catch any
right.
video?
See,
of that?
I would go to that, even though I don't care for U2. I'm like, that's an experience.
Because it just looks like you're, I mean, it's
it
so immersive.
Crazy. Scott like, Aukerman went to it.
Bono is like yeah. on the ceiling or something. He's looking right at you.
Oh, really? They do close-ups?
I mean, that's, I just, know that. That's just what I'm imagining.
I don't
imagining.
Think that's what happened.
Oh, okay.
I just like... on,
they built the whole Sphere just so Bono could be on the top.
That would... I mean, why else would you do that? That's the whole point.
He fulfills his dream of being a god.
Yeah. Truly.
I saw they looked like they had just a desert scape or some type of river going by. It looked like Sasquatch, if you've ever been to a Sasquatch festival. But it was just sort of, you know, like a immersive environmental backdrop.
Yeah,
it looked insane. Like just even the real estate of the dome around you versus mm-hmm. the stage and the band was
yeah.
so out of proportion in a way. Like 99% of what you're seeing in that show is just whatever's being projected on that screen.
Right.
I saw like there was like a TikTok ad for it that was like showing you like a bunch of elephants and stuff, like, you know, all over the place. And it was like directed by David Fincher.
Oh, they had Fincher do that.
Fincher did
that. I'm glad it's not like Zoo Station where he just starts putting on the cable TV. Remember that tour?
Where it was yeah, Zoo.
Or Achtung Baby or something,
right?
It was just like he would just start talking to people on online or get interviewed by people on weird TV shows and stuff.
Yeah,
too big of a screen for that, I think.
Yeah, too big. I heard like there's a live version of whatever it is they just play the full Martin Luther King speech throughout the whole song. Have you heard that one?
U2 does?
Yeah, U2. Oh. I think it's like a pretty classic like live version of one of their songs, but it was, in hindsight, listening back to it, it was kind of cringe to just hear like Bono. It's like basically Bono with his arm around Martin Luther King the whole song. like me and him, like he's part of the
right.
song. Yeah.
Yeah.
We're
yeah.
writing
we're,
the official
exactly
song
the
for
same.
That speech.
Right.
Well,
check out this guy I'm giving a shot in the music biz.
Yeah,
his name's
exactly.
Martin.
Yeah. We think this song is as good
does
as
he,
that speech. And it goes
he,
right together.
Does he go backstage? Is that like the brand take a breather moment, or is he singing while you hear the speech?
No, the speech, they play clips of the I Have a Dream speech throughout the song. So he'll like kind of take a verse and then they'll play a big clip.
Oh,
but
okay.
It's not just like tiny clips. It's kind of like by the
they're
end,
using
you're
a lot
almost
of
going
it.
Through the whole thing.
Yeah. Yeah, that's, I'm not sure MLK would be into it.
Right.
Do you think MLK would have been a U2 fan?
Perhaps.
Tough to say.
I mean,
they would be the first person he just comes out as totally hateful of.
Yeah.
He's like,
I fucking hate
you. My giant heart and my calling. I still don't like these guys.
Right.
I have a dream that these guys kill themselves.
Tonight on stage. Hey, but Larry Mullen Jr. is not on this tour. He's got some kind of health issues. So if you go see him, don't expect OG lineup.
Mm. Okay, good to
know.
Wow,
same thing for Melvins, their drummer. Health issues.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
What a health
it's always
issue.
A little sad, though, when it's like there's a big health issue with like a core member of the band, and then they immediately just still tour. Like they snap up a replacement member.
Yeah.
So I mean, that's quickly, like, it's like, okay, fuck me.
It's like football. Okay. Next man up.
Right. Exactly.
Second string, like, bass player. Step in.
Yeah. I'm paralyzed from the neck down. Cool. We got a second string.
Yeah.
Speaking of football, do you have any favorite games from this weekend?
Allie, what were your favorite games?
Yeah, I'm like, you're the not Taylor asking Swift me, games? Are you?
Did you watch Taylor Swift on the NFL?
You know,
NFL?
I'm vaguely familiar with what's going on. I understand that she's dating a football player.
It was the craziest thing for me on Sunday was just how much the announcers were into it. Like, they almost like readapted the whole presentation of football around Taylor Swift.
Yeah, they're catering to all the new viewers. And I think a lot of them have daughters, and it's like the first time they could imagine that the daughter is actually tuning in and is interested.
Yeah, right.
I guess
they're
so.
Like, hi, honey. We're finally communicating.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Finally, I can talk to my daughter.
Yeah.
But it's merging the two worlds. There's a lot of TikToks about it and stuff.
Yeah.
Funny stuff.
Lots of jokes.
Did you see the meme where it was like, this is how Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce make out? And it's like her lifting him against the refrigerator.
No,
it's pretty funny.
She's the man, they're saying?
Yeah.
What? Why are they saying that?
She has a song called I'm the Man, or doesn't she? Doesn't she have a song?
Oh, like, yeah, she does have a song like that. Yeah. I think just like her power is so huge.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, because she's got so many 12-year-old girls obsessed with her. Yeah. What a power.
What a power. I don't think this one's going to work out long term, I'll be honest. Like Gwen Stefani went kind of with the meathead, but at least he still does music. I don't see how, like, he's going to get tired of Jack Antonoff and all these like artsy
I don't see their worlds combining too well.
Right.
I mean,
one of them's going to get sick of it.
It's not like Taylor's like this like art, super artistic, like indie, you know.
Uh-oh, Allie, you're going to get the Swifties after you.
I mean, come on. She was originally a country singer, first of all.
Yeah.
Yeah. I watched that whole, you know, football Sunday with like, it reminded me of that Twilight Zone that The Simpsons referred to in the Treehouse of Horrors, where the whole town is so afraid of Bart that they all have to keep smiling and saying like, we love Bart. Yeah. You know, because he has
mind
control.
Swifties.
Yeah. It's like, everyone is so afraid to say anything bad that they're just plastering on these smiles.
Yeah.
And letting her
but
just
run. But it is a surge
show.
Of viewership. Their ratings higher than ever with stuff like that. So they just, you know, it's already such middle of the road stuff those guys serve up. You know?
Oh, yeah. Mm. All right. Shall we get into the music chart?
Yeah.
Let's do it. Music. We used to play LPs, 8-tracks, cassettes, and CDs. Now we download and we stream. What's next? GTP? Chat tunes. What's up?
Oh, you went back to GTP.
Sorry, GPT. I'm not as smart as the dumbest robot. What chart do we have this week?
All right, I have the Spotify top five.
Okay.
All right, coming in at number five.
Number five.
Speak of the Devil, Taylor Swift, Cruel Summer.
Bananarama should be angry. I hope they got permission or something or some kind of money for that.
I mean, she wrote a more generic hook for the same song that's been around for a long time.
Well, it's not the same music, right? It's just the same title.
Yeah, I mean, she just took the same title and made it blander, yeah. Less memorable.
Oh, now they're going to come after you.
Some of her music, it's catchy, but there's no edge. There's no edges to it.
Yeah.
And I don't just mean like lyrically or whatever, but it's so... so soft.
Like, it almost sounds like, yeah, it sounds like something you'd listen to, like waiting on customer service for someone to talk to you.
It's like there's no sharp edges sticking out anywhere. Like her voice never gets piercing, or there's nobody yelling at any point, or
never sounds different.
No instrument jabbing out.
Yeah, that's why I don't understand. Every time someone's like, oh, the new Taylor Swift album is so good. Oh, I'm like, every song sounds exactly the same to me. Her voice.
Yeah. I think it's like if you're 17, your parents just bought you a new car. It's like, oh my God, this album is so great. Like, it's just, you've got no life experience or things are going great.
But I'm talking like adults. I'm talking
clinically depressed people saying, oh, this album pulled me out of it. I'm a functioning member of society.
Yeah. But I'm like, full grown adult people my age are like, oh, you got to listen to 1989 or whatever. And I'm like, I give it a shot. And I'm like, I don't know, you guys. I don't know what's
they're,
wrong.
They're vanilla people. You know,
it is very, it's like, you've never heard of like real singer songwriters who actually do this well.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
I mean, even in you know, even with Adele or somebody like that, there's a lot of power in the voice.
Yeah. Oh yeah, Adele, right. I fuck with.
I like T Swift certain moments, but they feel like the last 3-4 albums, they just there's nothing signature in there like there was before.
She definitely writes, like she writes a lot of her own stuff, but it's just, I think the only way to really get into it is just to really understand her relationships and breakups. And you just are so wrapped up in her lyrics about it or something. Yeah.
Cause but it's also like,
otherwise,
it's like a reality show. They got right. they like the storyline of the whole thing.
The storylines, exactly.
I don't know. I mean, I feel like we're like the same age, I think, me and Taylor Swift. And it's like, grow up. Fucking, my God, you're still talking about a boy who won't fucking call you back or whatever?
Yeah.
Let's mature here a like little bit.
Her life is so idyllic that she just doesn't understand why the boy can't meet all of the needs at every second.
All right, coming in number four.
Number four.
Tate McRae, Greedy.
Hmm.
Well, who's that?
Oh, wow. He said, are you serious? I try, but I can't figure out. I've been next to you all night. I still don't know what you're about. You keep talking, but not much coming out your mouth. Can't you tell that I want you? I say, yeah. I will want myself. Every piece of me. I'll put you through hell. Just know me, yeah. So sure of yourself. Baby, don't get greedy.
This must be from a TV show or something.
She's Canadian.
Canadian?
Mm.
Maybe it's a Canadian show she's on. This is, I mean, she's an unknown. What's she doing above Taylor Swift in the top five?
Seriously.
It must be like a TikTok thing.
She launched, oh, wait. In 2017, there's literally the first question on Google. What
Who
made
is
Tate McRae famous? In 2017, she launched her own YouTube channel by posting a song she had written in one day. The video went viral and helped her build buzz. So she's like a YouTuber turned pop star, I guess.
Okay. Well, yeah, she's got a built-in audience.
Yeah.
She's bringing the kids.
Good for her.
It makes sense for her. I mean, she's probably 16, 17. Like you said, Taylor, she's stuck. She's
or it's like, at least like, it's like, you know, you're in your 30s, like sing about, you know, fucking or something. Like, why is it all so
yeah,
like
exactly.
At least make it a little hornier, a little more, you know.
Yes. Amen.
I feel like the YouTube, TikTok, you know, Instagram culture has done an interesting thing now where it's brought like this, it's brought like extreme talent back to the fray in some ways, or where people don't even necessarily have to be like in a band and known for songs to be popular. Cause I'm seeing so many more like guitarists or singers or people or producers who make really impressive stuff super fast for just like a quick, mm-hmm. you know, TikTok. And they're always like stupidly skilled. You know, I feel like that like guitar skill and stuff like that is almost back in fashion in a weird way, but it's not necessarily in songs you listen to.
Yeah.
Yeah. Instead of it being in great songs, it's like a 12-year-old sitting on their bed. Just
yeah. Shredding. Yeah. And they're making a career out of it. All right. Coming in number three.
Number three.
Gunna with Fuck You Mean.
Wow, we've had this a bunch.
Yeah, we have.
This guy is parked on the charts.
Look, I got everybody wishing. I hope you play your position. I don't want nobody listening. I see the whole precision. Give us my only decision. Young gun on one that back calling me splurge. Let me jump right off the curb. Bentley spray fly like a bird. Spin on the first and the third. Solid, I'm keeping my word. Can't be my equal, I don't know what you heard. Crack up the foreign, I swear. Keep me a stick if they purge.
Crazy. You never know which one of those rap songs that they also make those in a few hours. You know, it's the way those sessions, yeah. a lot of them work. Just never know which one's going to pop out and be the ubiquitous hit.
I feel like there's a lot of rap these days that's or a popular style is that kind of cadence where it's like da-da-da-da-da-da-da. Da-da-da-da-da-da-da. Like that call and response kind of thing.
Mm. Yeah.
Where it's like one line delivered at a time and then a little space and then the other yeah. line.
For sure.
Coming in at number two.
Number two.
Zach Bryan, Kacey Musgraves, I Remember Everything.
What's this?
You're like concrete.
This was on before.
It was on that album? Oh, that new album.
It burns like hell when two souls meet. No, you'll never be the man that you always swore. But I remember you singing.
We don't want this. When you don't want two somber vocalists on the same track. You know what yeah. I mean?
Yeah.
It's like two poor people getting married. Like you gotta have one rich person in there.
Yeah, every couple needs one rich person. I've heard of Kacey Musgraves, but I've never actually listened to her music.
Oh, yeah, she's had a lot of country hits, but they're all like that where it's kind of like she's just, you know, coming out or into a depressive state.
Yeah.
She's got
her voice
a lot of joyous
I'm
stuff.
Not crazy about her voice either from what I've heard.
You could tell Dolly secretly thinks like, hey, honey, you should mix in some perky tunes. You know what I mean? Like Dolly covered all the bases. Like, don't just get stuck in the, you know. Wistful sure. stuff.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
All right, coming in number one.
Number one.
Doja Cat, Paint the Town Red.
I said what I said. I'd rather be famous instead. I let all that get to my head. I don't care. I paint the town red. Bitch, I said what I said. I'd rather be famous instead. I let all that get to my head. I don't care.
I mean, that could be a Joker song from the Batman movie.
Yeah.
I'm not sure she's not about to go on
think
some
you mean
kind
Harley
of
Quinn
episode. Yeah.
I like this part.
Hey, I listened to this album. It's got a lot of, it's solid. Like, the tracks sound different. They all kind of match what they're supposed to be about. Like, it's quality.
I feel like, isn't cool. Doja, stuff. Like, kind of canceled, though, or something?
Did she? She got canceled?
I keep forgetting what it is, but yeah, people are like, there's backlash. People aren't liking Doja right now.
Okay.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, you know, Lizzo.
Happened.
Lizzo's in trouble. Taylor's in the middle of her thing.
What? Taylor's in trouble?
No, but she's controversial always.
No, she's not.
I mean, she's always like in the middle of something. Like, oh, what's going on with her and Jake Gyllenhaal? What's going on with her? You know what I mean?
Oh, sure. Well, here, okay. Doja Cat Talk faces intense backlash for calling fans miserable. Loses 400,000 followers on Instagram.
Whoa.
Whoa.
Well, this was in August. I feel like something else happened, too.
Wow. She called them miserable? And they all went over to Casey Musgraves. That's now they're Musgraves heads.
That's a pretty sensitive crowd.
Oh, yeah. Wait. She made more controversial, now deleted posts. She labeled her fans as creepy and advised them to find jobs.
Oh, okay. She got elitist on them. That's no good.
I'm sure she meant all fans. Imagine just being a random person and just taking that personally.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, she's talking to me.
Oh, wait.
I have a job.
There's more.
I really thought before that she wouldn't think I was just some rando scrub.
Yeah, exactly.
Wow.
That was number one.
Wow. Rocktober kicks off with music in an interesting place right now. And we'll see if movies are also making it crazy. We'll be right back with the movie chart.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app today to get free delivery on your first three orders, while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
If you take away how famous Taylor is, she just looks like a dork. Kind of like she looks like like a nerd band girl. Like,
yeah, she's not like,
oh
particularly...
my god, the football players going out with me.
Yeah,
I guess you could leave that in if you want.
I totally
I would include that. Let's get stir up some controversy here.
Oh, there you go. All right, leave it in. Bonus hits.
I'm looking for a photo of her with Travis.
Well, you know what? Immediately, because of sports superstition, like, she wore red the first game she went to, and they kicked ass. And then she wore black this game, and they almost lost. So I could see, like, people starting to bet on, like, what's Taylor going to wear? Will Taylor's outfit correlate with the score? Like, there's so many prop bets.
Red's their fucking color. Like, what the... Like,
well, I mean, she wore red,
you know,
she wore the red the first time and it worked out.
I'm saying when the Jets almost beat them, she was wearing black. If you're thinking about the odds, I don't know, the odds there.
This is crazy. That,
just feels like, yeah, everyone wore red.
I'm looking up. I'm like, I literally Googled their names and Google image search, and almost no photos are of them together. It's like side by side photos.
Well, yeah, there's not a lot of they've only been seen together like publicly, just walking out of the locker room or getting in his car.
They date over the metaverse.
Yeah.
She's too busy.
It's like an AI Taylor Swift, not even real Taylor Swift.
Yeah.
Travis Kelce thinks he's dating Taylor Swift.
My name is H. Michael Cray, and I'm here with my guest, Allison Stevenson. And
Brett Peter Morris.
Pietros. And this is the movie chart. Movies. They used to be too silent. Nowadays they're too loud and violent. Most of them I am not a client. On the big screen are freaking giant. Movies.
All right, let's see who is giant this week. Coming in at number five.
Number five.
Nun two.
Oh, they're not fooling around, these nuns.
No, they're none too happy.
None too happy about Jesus showing up.
What's she doing? She's standing in her.
No, Asian.
Whoa.
All right.
Scary stuff.
I have not seen the Nun one.
Yeah. Do you have to watch?
I think I have seen The Conjuring and some of those, but I don't understand what it means to be part of the universe, or, you know.
Right.
I'm assuming it's like the devil, and it's all devil stuff. Demons. Possession.
Yeah. It's low, like, budget, budget religious horror.
Mm, okay.
I have 30 copies of The Conjuring on DVD.
30.
How'd you conjure that up?
Like a year ago, I went to some guy's garage in Pasadena, and he gave me like 3,000 DVDs sealed, and 40 of them were The Conjuring.
Wow.
Wow. What can you get for those?
You get a 40 to 45 cents at Amoeba.
For real? You're for like a DVD, I gave, 45 I, cents?
I gave Megan, I think she got even less than me, but like, you take it over there sealed and they're just like, yeah, wow. DVD is never going to make a comeback.
Ruthless.
And you're like, well, then why do you want it?
But then you go, still they got a warehouse. 45 cents.
In store credit. Store credit. Yeah,
store okay, credit. But 30 of those, that's like.
You can't even pay for parking outside of Amoeba with that.
No. No, you got to walk there if you want to make it profitable. We on Grift Horse, we call it the best dumpster in town. It's literally a dumpster, but you can get like a quarter an item for the things you throw out of there.
Right.
So it's like it really is
can machines.
Yeah, just a step above recycling or a dumpster.
I feel like you could sell it for more on eBay.
No, you could if you get lucky. But most people do not want that. And it would sit in your garage for a long time. Unless something happens. Unless there's a change. But it is October.
Yeah.
If you're going to sell horror, this is the month to do it.
Are you still banking on the pick disc craze?
It's funny. I thought you were coming over to Dragon Manor earlier in the week for this tech thing.
Yeah.
And I looked over at the... Where all the picture discs were, and I was like, it doesn't look impressive. Like, I was like,
you have a display? You have a pick disc display?
Yeah, they're all there. They're all like, I mean, it is impressive if I talked you into it, but if you just walked in, you'd go, oh, all right, okay, cool.
How do you display that?
I would love to see that. I would love to see the pick disc display.
They're basically just they're on this table, they're all stacked by actor, so it'll be like,
wow,
there'll be like 60 Tom Cruise picture discs. I mean,
what, like in a book, be, like a CD
if you were
case?
Getting fucked up, it'll be like a good conversation piece.
Sure, yeah.
No, I have them in stacks,
but like in the DVD case,
those CD cases are annoying as shit.
But I'm trying to envision how,
so you, at any point,
how you are have you displaying it,
like, it scratched up, stacked, or like in the little cases?
No, they're not scratched, but they're like, they're loose. Yeah, they're loose discs.
Okay.
They're
one
loose?
Of the secrets.
Loose discs.
You got loose discs all over the table like that?
The most space consuming thing about a DVD is the case.
Yeah, okay? But that's there to protect the DVD.
Yeah.
Listen,
then you get them scratched.
Listen, I guarantee you. That you're way more paranoid than you need to be about DVD scratches.
Oh,
CDs.
I grew up with CDs and then later DVDs. Like, I
CDs
know.
CDs are the ones that scratch. Trust
DVDs
me.
DVDs scratch less than CDs?
Way less.
How is that possible?
Because they're not as portable. You're not running around with it in a CD Walkman. And you're not I'm telling you, when you used to drive in a car, the CDs would skip if you had a bad bump. That never happened with DVDs.
Because you're not driving with a... Well, actually, there was a time where you would drive with a DVD player.
Yeah.
Yeah. The minivans with the like yeah. kid screens in the back.
Yeah, they had the Uber screens in the back. Yeah,
those were the days.
Yeah.
All right, coming in number four.
Number four.
The Blind.
The Blind?
Yeah.
What?
This one's new.
Here are these rare stories.
Stars.
Rare stars.
Rare stories.
Well,
most of them. Is this Elvis? Elvis sequel?
Yeah, Elvis is blind now. Is this a Christian thing?
Yeah, it's starting to sound.
Oh, yeah, good call.
This is giving.
This is a pro abortion movie, probably. Or pro pro Putin. Pro.
Yeah, probably.
Wait, like, now I need to comfort. Know.
Yeah, let's find out what it is. The Blind. It could be about, it's like a country song. Let's try to guess what
yeah,
it's
let's
about.
Try to guess.
Well, there was a football player, and then he got married.
The Blind is probably, like when you shoot a deer, you hide in a deer blind. It could be the hunting thing.
Oh.
Hmm.
Or they remade The Blind Side, but with a white guy.
maybe it's anti-woke. So if you're not woke, you're blind.
It's like blindness.
Could be.
You know, it's like a Sound of Freedom type thing.
But that would be bad.
It would be bad. It would be bad, yeah. I'm suggesting this is a bad movie.
No, I mean, if you're not woke, you're blind.
Well, the people who are anti, who, you know, even use the word woke all the time, they're not thinking like that. They would gouge out their own eyes, you know?
Mm. Oh, so it's a movie about, like, having to watch a trans actor in the Barbie movie, and everyone in the audience just starts gouging their eyes out.
Was there a Maybe trans actor in the Barbie movie?
For, like, a minute. But they
complained?
Made such a huge deal out of it. Why, yeah, they're a trans Barbie who literally has two scenes in the whole movie.
It's probably so they could sell trans Barbies. Now they could up a whole new category.
It's so funny that those people really were banking on enjoying the Barbie movie in the first place.
Right.
I really thought this was something they deserved.
Yeah, I was 100% faithful. I'd love it. And trans popped up.
It does look like it is a faith-based movie.
Nice.
But it's really tough to tell these days because they don't advertise it that way anymore. So sometimes you got to look at comments and then it's very clear. Like this one is.
You
like,
go to Rotten Tomatoes, they give you this, the little synopsis.
Yeah, but sometimes even those don't say it outright. Like in this comment, though, it says, thank you to the Robertson family for standing on faith and not wavering from it.
Oh, it's based on.
I see. But do they have a plot synopsis about what the movie is about so we could connect the blind thing?
I'm looking it up for you guys. I'm doing your damn job.
I had to turn my Wi-Fi off on my phone. I would have looked for it.
In 1960s Louisiana, future Duck Dynasty star Phil Robertson falls in love and starts a family, but his demons soon threaten to tear everyone apart.
This is a prequel to Duck Dynasty.
Oh my God. Never saw that coming.
I never saw that coming.
Right?
Now I'm going to see it.
Yeah. Now right. It's a must
Maybe
watch.
We were way wrong.
That's insane. That one of those guys got a movie about their earlier life before Duck Dynasty. Yeah.
The origin story.
I mean, that tops like The Masked Singer as far as like lowest common denominator. We want
That's
a
insane.
Prequel.
Duck Dynasty's origin myth.
Wow. And is it something about abortion? Like his mom was going to abort him and she didn't or something
Let
and there wouldn't have been
here.
Duck Dynasty?
Well, it's saying he has demons soon threaten to tear everyone apart. As he seeks to conquer the shame of his past, he ultimately finds redemption in an unlikely place. It doesn't say what that place is, but I'm assuming it's Jesus?
Yeah, it's gotta be.
Yeah.
Church. Shooting gators in church. I'm only good at two things. That's incredible.
Incredible.
So maybe it is right. hunting related, the blind.
Gotta be.
All right, coming in at number three.
Number three.
The Creator. What is happening?
It's another Duck Dynasty cast members.
Prequel.
They protected me. Took better care of me than humans would have.
They're not people, Maya. It's just
sci-fi.
Dude, this looks a little too multicultural to be a Bible movie.
Created to protect us, detonated a nuclear warhead in Los Angeles.
Go for it, bro. I'm tired of moving my car for parking.
They got Dream On. They got a fantasy score of Dream On in the background.
But the AI oh, shit. Developing a super weapon.
The visuals look kind of cool.
Or they win. Wow, more Aerosmith. Oh, same song.
Ooh, the director of Rogue One.
Was that good?
Rogue One was great. I like that.
I'm out on this. I want to see real news reports about Los Angeles being destroyed. I'm tired of it being fictional. Just kidding. I'm at home here. The weather's great. But I am not into sci-fi, and I don't have time to learn the rules of their wacky game.
Got a whole new world you got to learn about.
Always that hard. That's so funny to me.
But it's always horseshit.
So
it's such always
a burden on you.
It's always I am about to learn something, but then that no, it's BS. You know, if I read a news story like the guy drove off the cliff in San Pedro the other day.
Oh, yeah.
Like that to me is fascinating enough. Like, wow. Did he die on the way down? Did he die when he hit the beach? Like what happened? And then if it's like a guy drove off a cliff and he disappeared, we think UFOs took him. I'm just like, okay, well, I don't know. I don't care.
Is that real?
I don't know what part you heard. The guy driving off a cliff was real.
But that they can't find him?
No, that part. Wow, the one part I...
Wow.
You made that up?
I was trying to say...
Even Howard's making it up.
No, I was giving an example of why sci-fi doesn't interest me. I would be interested if it was a real story. Once it gets into... He got abducted... But then that was the place where you did get interested. So
yeah, exactly. Each,
I mean, if it really happened, I don't like when it's make-believe. But if it's a real mystery, I'm all about it. Let's figure it out.
No. Okay, yeah. No, that didn't. That was all made up. Except for that a guy drove off a cliff in San Pedro.
Okay, so that really happened. And he's
that
dead.
Happened.
And he's dead.
That happened. Now, you want to turn that into some wacky horse? Sci-fi.
I feel like that would maybe be like AI. We could do like a mumblecore out of that, you know, like
a rap song.
The hour leading
oh, no,
up.
I
like a
hey,
Francis
man, get
Ha.
AI on it.
Yeah,
I could see that being the real story behind, you know, Back to the Future.
Francis,
this guy convinced that going 88 miles an hour will take him back in time, and then he ends up just driving off a cliff in San Pedro.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's
the real story.
Yeah. That to me is like, yeah, it's about mental illness. It's about guys who are trying to be famous.
Right.
Why do we
TikTokers.
Gotta mess it up with the unknown?
You know? Yeah. All right. Coming in at number two.
Number two.
Saw X.
Oh, God.
Oh, Saw's back.
Of all the men to shoot, you picked John Kramer?
I love it.
Kramer, wow.
Kramer
in this
the cancer
one.
Is still spreading.
Uh-oh.
I'm afraid there's nothing else we can
do. I have a newfound love for the Saw movies.
How come?
I've been watching them for the first time, or I think I saw the first one a long time ago, but I watched one and two and part of three. And I'm enjoying them. I don't know. I think they got a weird rap, like as if they were torture porn, but they're not really. Like the camera shies away from all the gross stuff. It's really just an escape room. And it's so stupid that it's funny. Like his whole origin story is ridiculous. Like he's got cancer. So that inspired him to make these elaborate escape rooms for people to get out of. But then he goes, No, it's not actually the cancer. I also tried to kill myself. And then that experience is what motivated me. It's like, there's like a hat on a hat on a hat, like with his origin story.
I don't know. He should have just drove off a cliff.
Yeah, exactly.
Problems.
Every movie should just have somebody driving off a cliff. That's how it should end. Every movie should end with someone driving off a
cliff. They should be 8 minutes long.
Yeah.
But you didn't have to watch all that horse crap.
Well, then you must have loved Thelma and Louise.
Yeah, the end.
The twists are pretty good at the end. Like, you don't always see it coming. And then the way they lay out the twist is fun because it's all
they do imply that characters you've been following get chopped up with saws, right?
Usually the ones you hate in it.
Oh, okay.
Like, and that's kind of funny too. These archetypes who are part of the group in the escape room. There's always just like one guy who is just has such anger management issues that don't make any sense. Like, he's just constantly ruining the group dynamic. So you're kind of hoping he gets chopped up.
Yeah, he's annoying.
Yeah.
I will say the passage of time helps a lot of action and horror movies. You know, like they become easier to just laugh at and enjoy.
Yeah. Right.
I think people assume that they were like the Hostel movie or something like that, where just like really close up, gross, like makes you want to puke kind of stuff. Porn. And it's not really.
Really? But also, I feel like my memory of Saw is that it was pretty gross. Like, I couldn't watch a lot of it because I'm like, this
is the location they're in. The idea is gross. A lot of times you don't, I don't know, compared to a lot of other
stuff. Isn't there a scene in like a more recent one where they're like, someone's like in a train track?
I haven't seen the more recent ones, so you might be right.
And like a tongue, there's like pulling out of the tongue situation.
Yikes.
Yeah.
No good.
See, that stuff I'm like.
They're ridiculous. Also, I like the early 2000s vibe is funny. It was like Mudvayne is on the soundtrack. And like the way it's like cut up to that kind of music is really funny. Like and one of the actresses has like the Karen hair, but like, at the time that was coming out for like younger women.
So, that was like hot.
Yeah. So she thinks she's looking like super punk and badass, but it's really just that classic Midwest like Karen haircut.
Right, right. Yeah, the really way the movies age is good. You got to give them time.
Yeah.
Totally. I got a lot of old horror on DVD.
Oh, nice. How many Saws do you have?
And Saw is one of those DVDs that is just everywhere. And I've got more copies of it than I could use, but it's like, you always see it. It's just one of those high gen, you know, we call it for gen pop slop. It's just one of those movies. It's not hard to get.
Yeah.
All right. Coming in at number one.
Number one.
Do you guys have any guess what the number one movie?
Number one movie in the country
is right now.
I should know just based on last week, but I do not. Number one is gotta be, the Victoria's Secret movie with the plus size models on it.
I don't even know about
that.
What? I don't think so. Is
that's
that
on
real?
Amazon. Okay. It's an Amazon movie. Yeah.
Okay.
What?
It's a new movie on Amazon where it's like Victoria's Secret tour, but then when you look on the cover, you know, it looks like, I don't know, like Pitch Perfect, or it just, there's nothing to indicate like Heidi Klum or anything. I don't know if they just went and did like a, you know, make a wish deal. I don't know how they did it.
Make a wish?
The number one movie is Paw Patrol, the movie.
Oh,
yes. Whoa. That's what I was going to say.
I was close.
Yeah.
When all hope seems lost.
Let's get out of here.
When heroes are needed more than ever. Our fate is in there. Pause.
A dog?
Actually, sir, I'm a puppy.
That's even worse.
You're in shock, so I'm not going to take that personally.
This summer.
For the kids.
Nice. Good for them.
Good for them. Yeah. Hey, Allie, what is your... We were asking this about September. Now we move it into October. What is your quintessential October movie?
Oh, God.
October movie.
Representative to you of October.
Of the, you mean Halloween? Or could just be. October? Probably
with October, you probably are going to pick scary.
Right, right, right. But that's too predictable.
But it's not, you don't have to be original on this. For it's Red just October. More about, what's that?
The Hunt for Red October.
You could pick that. There's no need to be, it's not like you're getting points to curate something original. It's just like whatever to you is like.
I'm trying to think, there aren't a lot of movies that I rewatch that I'm like, oh, I got to watch this one. But I'm trying to think like a fall.
Do you watch any scary movies?
I do, but not frequently. What I was about over
Hocus Pocus, Sarah
sure,
Michelle Gellar.
Sure. She's not in that.
Yeah.
Oh, is she? I thought it was you mean
Kathy DeJimmy.
Do you mean
Sarah Michelle Gellar?
You mean Sarah Jessica Parker?
Yeah.
Yeah. What did he say?
He said Sarah Michelle Gellar.
Oh,
their fault.
Okay.
That's their fault, not mine.
That is their fault.
sure. Yeah, I guess I like Hocus Pocus. I'm not a fanatic about it.
So we'll mark you down as undecided.
You just sprung this on me. I didn't have time to think.
I mean, September was harder. We came up with back to school and Greece and such things as that. October, usually you could just say Psycho or what?
Yeah. I mean, I like Scream. I like the Scream
Halloween,
franchise.
There you go.
I'm saying Halloween is just it. That's
sure,
it.
Sure.
It's so October based.
I'm going with Scream.
Okay, good, right on.
Good pick.
I will say Drag Me to Hell just to be different.
Perfect.
Wow. Okay.
It's a horror
leading
movie.
Somewhere? Do you have a fact or something?
No. I thought it was a good thing to do.
It is good. It's okay. It's
true.
Good.
Reason
it's
you brought any of that up? Not really.
Hey, speaking of, you mentioned the show on Amazon. Have you guys seen any of this, what's it called? Naked Attraction on HBO? It's one of the most insane reality things.
Oh, somebody
things I've
was
ever
talking
seen.
About this.
It's a new dating show?
It's a new dating show. And I think it comes
nude,
from
nude, naked
it's,
dating show.
Is it a British thing?
Nude. I think it's a British thing.
Yeah.
And so the person who's judging has to come out, and there's a panel of like men or women.
Yeah.
And they literally pull up the screen to waist down, completely naked. You're seeing full frontal of all the panelists. The person has to judge them based on that or judge who they want to kick
so
out.
So if it's three dudes and a girl, you're seeing the three dongs hanging down?
Yeah.
I've seen clips of the British version.
Then it goes
version.
Up to the chest, and then you make another round of judgments. Then you see the face, you make another round of judgments, and then you hear them talk, which makes me laugh. And then you make another round of judgments just based on like what they have to say.
You know what? That's
only
the
one
voice,
round is based on their what
the
their
voice
whole
that makes the most
is.
Sense.
The voice can really throw you. Like if someone has an unattractive voice, it doesn't matter how attractive they are.
It's really funny the idea of somebody making it through all those rounds,
and then they
open their mouth and they get kicked out. But like, it's a crazy show. I've never seen anything like that.
That's wild.
Yeah, I've seen clips of the British version.
Is Fran Drescher on it?
Yeah, Rosie Perez.
Rosie Perez, Fran Drescher. Who's that one that we used to laugh really?
Gilbert Gottfried.
Oh, yeah.
Rest in peace.
Yeah.
Now that you've seen my dick.
He's got a beautiful dick.
Yeah.
Then it's his voice.
It's just giant dong, and then the screen pulls up and it's Gilbert Gottfried. Well, I'll check that out. Especially since it's October. Sounds scary.
Right. Dicktober.
Yeah.
Right on. Well, that's the movie chart. We'll be right back with the hot picks.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road.
With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
The Hot Picks. The Hot Picks. The third chart is the Hot Picks and the countdown's about to start. Let's see who brought a hot pick and let's see who did not. The Hot Picks. The Hot Picks.
These are the Hot Picks. We'll see if we did better than Spotify. Let's find out.
Let's see if we do better than the Hot Picks theme, even.
Ooh.
Coming in at number five.
Number five.
Yeah, Howard's first pick. This is the Rolling Stones featuring Lady Gaga and Stevie Wonder, who I didn't
know. Oh, I didn't see that. He's on there, too?
I guess so.
He was there.
You didn't see that? Neither did Stevie.
Blind. We're back to the movie Blind.
No, I see he was there when I saw Drag Me to Hell.
Oh, okay. Here we go. It's called Sweet Sounds of Heaven.
This is like if you went to see the Stones and some woman wouldn't shut up behind you, like singing along. She's pressing. I don't need it. She tries. She's pressing.
Here's the thing. I'll say, I think the song is, you know, sounds like the Stones. They sound good. I'm really impressed with how good Mick Jagger sounds on these new ones.
Yeah.
He just sounds like he hasn't lost a beat. But Gaga is just doing Gimme Shelter. Like, she's just imitating the Gimme Shelter vocal.
Derivative.
Or I'm like, we don't need that again. She's just cosplaying.
Yeah, she only knows how to, like, dabble in genre. She doesn't, like, bring some new to it. I mean, you're...
Yeah, I didn't like that. Because, I mean, she sounds good at it, but she's just doing Gimme Shelter again.
Yeah. And then also,
I think it's like Gaga trying to be something she's not. Be who you are, Gaga. That's why you're on the track.
Yeah.
Exactly.
And also, since when does Mick need to do a duet? I mean, like, he doesn't do duets, really. And he doesn't do duets. He's never done, like, a song with a woman. Like, you know what I mean? Like,
what the fuck,
it's a bad thing. I'm just saying, it's like, in the country tradition, like, a lot of people do duets together. And then guys like Kenny Rogers and stuff like that, you hear him do duets.
He's for sure, like, done duets, though. I got to correct you.
But
he did it with Tina Turner. He did duets. David Bowie's
a duet. But I mean, it's like, Tina Turner's like, oh, that's a classic pairing. I didn't wait 50 years for him to do duets and, like, oh, let's give one to Gaga. Like, I don't know.
It might be like an attempt to reach a younger audience.
Of course, but.
Yeah, they've done stuff like that. I see videos right now of him and Taylor Swift.
Oh, boy.
Did some live thing. Not on an official single, though.
Yeah, that's not for the OG fans. The OG, I mean, the songs are good. Like the Don't Get Angry With Me. It's good for OG fans.
Totally.
But once you start doing like, oh, we got, we're in there with Pentatonix.
the Rolling Stones at the Pentatonix. I love how much we rip the Pentatonix on this show. I think like the dividing line for me, where I'm with you, is like, don't put that on the album. Don't make that the definitive version.
Yes.
Do a fun duet on the side.
Add her in
a cover
remix,
of it or a remix. Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't need like Beggar's Banquet with Lady Gaga on it.
Right. And I bet it wasn't Keith's idea. So I would say that.
Definitely not. Yeah.
or the Goblin Kings, Ronnie Wood. His former girlfriend called him the Goblin King.
Really?
I'll never forget that. Yeah. Yeah, because he was just such a nightmare for her.
Oh, the Goblin
King. The Goblin King. All right, coming in at number four.
Number four.
This is my first pick. This is Dottie or Dottie with Lonely Bones live at Tiny Desk. This was an official Tiny Desk.
Lonely Bones.
Picks up at somewhere.
Wait for me.
All right, everybody.
If you watch the Tiny Desk show of this artist, it's pretty entertaining. Lots of instruments, lots of interesting arrangements happening. That was kind of a more downtrodden sound, but there's some fun stuff on it.
Yeah, right on. Those are always fun to watch. I would check that out.
Number three. All right, this is Allie's pick. This is Dixon Dallas with Good Looking.
This is a country song, but a different kind.
Yeah.
There's something about the way you look in my eyes. Like a starry night, you light up my skies. You lean in closer and my heart starts to pound. I heard you sigh, you know I love that sound. Haze bouncing off my booty cheeks, I love the
oh
way
God.
He rides.
Oh, this is a goofy ride.
Shit. He's
deep inside.
He's pumping
me. I kiss him on his neck and then he kisses on my bussy. Call him daddy while I holler, man, that boy's so damn good looking.
Is this a shit? This
incredible.
I thought it was going to be a serious, like, Brokeback Mountain type of a track. This sounds like a goof.
Yeah.
Like a comedy track.
You know.
Are you shocked?
And I don't even think he's actually gay.
Yeah, but, this sounds really? Like they're making fun.
Well, yeah, that's what I wonder, because it blew up on TikTok. It was viral on TikTok for months. And people.
This is exactly the kind of thing that country fans would just find, like, go giddy. With, like, right. I bet they just joke about this stuff at all
yeah,
times.
It's like it's like dad jokes, bar jokes.
But I think it's genuinely a catchy, good song.
Well, there you go. Like, yeah, it sounds like a country track.
It gets stuck in my head every time I hear it.
To me, this is the final form of new country. Like, this is where it was always going.
Right.
With all jokes. With all the big belt buckles and accessorizing and the hats and the tight shirts and stuff.
But I don't think it's like it's making fun of gay men. Like, I think it's still the guy
if he was trying to do a serious crossover hit, he wouldn't say bouncing off my booty cheeks right off the bat. Or I don't think he would say
it. But the point is to disturb conservative country fans.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't think it's making fun of them at all. I think it's like in the same way Lil Nas X is just out and proud, you know?
Yeah, but Lil Nas X is, I mean, he didn't do it like that. You know what I mean? That would be, if a straight rapper was going to make fun of the idea of a gay rapper, he might do it like that. Sure. I'm not saying this guy isn't genuine or something like that, but when you stick bouncing off my booty cheeks right in the beginning, it's in that.
Yeah.
You're more in the comedy music.
Well, you know, that's what I think is interesting about it. Cause it's like, how would you describe a sexual experience? Like, that's what you would say. So why do you find it funny? You know what I mean?
It says Dixon Dallas, the gay country crooning alter ego of singer Jake Hill.
So he's doing it as a joke.
It's like a Chris Gaines thing. But I don't know if Chris, I mean, Yeah, I don't know.
I don't think this would fly anywhere in a blue state. I mean, this is just, to me, it sounds like a straight country artist making fun of gays. Or if he's really gay, he's being tongue-in-cheek in front of... Lil Nas X doesn't even have lyrics like that.
True. It's something to think about. I think he's sort of a troll.
Like, he does rap music and stuff and pop punk stuff. This guy is like it's an alter ego of someone.
Well, we don't know what's in Dallas Dixon. We don't know what's in his heart. We'll research.
No.
Yeah.
He says, I haven't disclosed my sexuality. I could be gay. I could be straight. I could be bi. At the end of the day, I feel like it doesn't matter. That's what he's on record saying.
Oh, like Harry Styles.
Yeah.
right.
Whatever sells, man.
Yeah. Coming in at number two.
Number two.
This is my pick. This is Goon by the OCs. This is really awesome. I like this one.
That's
no,
fun.
No Gaga on that one.
No, sir.
There's a lot of cool synth stuff. A lot of cool beat boops and stuff.
Yeah, I like the bloops. Is that like an Australian band or British or something?
The OCs?
Oh, no. The OCs? No. They're American. They're from San Francisco.
Yeah, they're a Bay Area band. Well, now they're in LA.
They should be from
they rule.
Orange County.
They should be.
It's confused.
Nah.
Oh, OCs.
Oh,
no,
I
they
see.
Changed their name. They changed their name and their thing, like they're kind of shapeshifters. Every album, they're kind of a new band. Very cool. They were recently on Tom Sharpling's show.
Shout out to that. Yeah, they're good. It would sound like...
they're friends with a few comedy people. They're friends of friends.
Yeah. Coming in at number one.
Number one, this is a serious track. We know this guy's not trying to be funny. The song is called Canceled. It's a country song. Mm. Do you guys want to try to guess what he means by cancel in this one?
Like, is it about cancel culture? Or is that too obvious?
That's your guess. I mean, this guy, it's 2023. A country artist wrote a song called Cancel.
Yeah, I mean, that's, I think I'm going to go for the obvious here.
That would be the obvious about Bud Light, maybe. Or maybe it's cancel. Maybe he's...
When you guys are saying it's obvious, what are you saying? What is you're saying the song is about...
Like...
I think we're saying that the obvious answer to the quiz would be it's about cancel culture.
Right, but that's the name of the song, Cancel. So like if the name of the song was Truck Stop, you got to guess what's the twist on Truck Stop.
Oh, there's
so
a twist.
It is obvious. It's obvious that he.
But I mean,
just
the word cancel could be about canceling his Netflix subscription, you know? Could be about anything.
That's why we guess for fun.
Is it about abortion? Like your baby's canceled?
Good guess as well. All right, let's find
out. The ultimate cancel culture. Yeah. All right, I'm guessing Netflix. All right.
Netflix.
You probably don't have to start right at the beginning. I could start 30 seconds in.
Okay.
It's a little long-winded. Just don't get this world's headed. I just don't get it. I don't get it, don't get it. But it's looking a lot like a story I heard from a back pew. And a back road Baptist church should have paid more attention when the preacher man read it.
But if I listen to the news and talk radio, turn on the tube, no matter where I go, the devil's on a move, working out a plan to rid the whole wide world of a God-fearing man.
Oof.
I'm a God-fearing man. Breaking my bread at the breakfast table, bowing my head cause I'm willing and able, taking the hand of the woman I love, holding it tighter when the times get tough, teaching our kids how the good Lord blessed us, calling out the stuff that the world done messed up. Right is right, and God is the answer, living this life the devil wants to cancel.
Oh, you're right. That was a long walk to get there.
The devil. Okay, so the devil wants to cancel.
The devil's
the devil's
to cancel.
The ultimate woke.
Their whole lifestyle. The devil's trying
the
to.
The devil's trying to cancel
Damn.
You.
Damn, it's deep.
So he didn't go like, you know, he didn't say nothing about butt cheeks right in the beginning.
He really upset about that.
What? Why is that? Well, see, now I'm like, maybe I shouldn't have picked that song, but I didn't have any other song.
I think it's great.
No,
it's
I like
part of the
song.
Zeitgeist.
Yeah, no, I like popular. That a guy's trying to be. He's trying to make that ambiguous money.
You know, yeah,
if I'm really gay, or not,
maybe
buy it.
But I hope he's gay. I really do hope he's gay. That would be nice.
Yeah,
that would help me out a lot.
Well. We'll find out. We'll get back to you. Tweet at us live if you know. That was a lot of fun.
Do you like that Hauser song, or do you just saw the twist?
No, because it was the same thing. I was listening to it like it was a quiz song. I'm like, where is he going? Where is he going? It was taking so long. And then I was like, oh, he's not even mad at the left on this one. Like, he thinks that Satan's actually trying to cancel
it. No, but the left is Satan. I think
he is basically equating it with Satan.
Right, but he's saying that, you know, like, you can't even argue with the left because it's just Satan's taking over their minds. You know, it's just
right.
It's a great way to just eliminate all arguments.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
This is bigger than you, libtards. This is Satan right. being in control of you. Right. Yeah. But super fun episode. Great seeing you again, Allison.
Yeah, of course.
Super is there anything fun. You want to steer people towards?
Yeah, I mean, I do have a comedy special on YouTube if you want to watch it.
Oh, check it out. What's it called?
It's called Vubi TV Plus Presents Allison Stevenson Horny Bitch, a Comedy Special.
Nice.
Love that. Did Dallas Dixon open that up for you?
Yeah.
Good times. Check that out. That's on YouTube. Stream away, everybody.
Yes, please.
And
get me
start...
to 2K views.
Oh, we can do that. We'll get you up to 2K.
I'm at 1.8 right now. I need that 2K.
Oh, no, get her over the top, guys. Multiple
get
viewings.
2K.
Put it on a loop while you're sleeping.
Yeah. Be that person who is the 2,000th view.
Wow. Yeah, you'll get a t-shirt.
Yeah.
Oh, right on.
Yeah, go to CBB World. We got a big announcement there for our 2-year anniversary. We're bringing some hot new shows or some fan favorite old shows really over to the platform. And, the Neighborhood Listen is launching season 5 on CBB World. So that's super exciting. And, improvforhumans.com going strong. We've been putting out tons of cool bonus material where Besser like breaks down the improv behind classic Improv for Humans episodes.
Ooh, that's cool.
It's super educational. I'm like learning a lot. And most of all, whochartedpod.com to support this show, to keep it going, keep the lights on. It is what keeps us afloat. Your membership, and you get the entire archive, and you get
there
to
you
hear
go.
Two Charted every single week.
Yeah. And recruit a friend, tell them about it. Consistent entertainment headed their way.
Confront a friend about it.
Confront a friend.
Get in their face.
Slap them. And check out all the other programs. Check out Griftors with Megan Beth Keister. You can earn money listening to that one. Check out Drop Date Duel. And we will see you right here next week on Who Charted.